There is a widespread belief that in the late Middle Ages, the English lordship in Ireland was in crisis. This is misleading. It is true that the colony was not what it had been before the Black Death, when English lords had controlled three quarters of the island. But in fact, the lordship had reached its low point in the mid-15th century, when England was torn apart by the Wars of the Roses. Since then, it had actually expanded, as frontier lords like the Kildares regained territory lost to adjoining Irish families. The decision in 1495 to enclose the counties of Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Louth by a defensive ditch called the Pale looks at first sight like an admission that things were desperate. The Pale, however, was only the inner core of the lordship, the area where the king's courts sat regularly and the chief governor and council in Dublin enjoyed direct control. Beyond this lay the estates of English magnates such as the Butlers of Tipperary and Kilkenny, and the Earls of Desmond in Limerick and Kerry. Over time, these descendants of medieval conquerors had, to differing degrees, adopted the language, dress and customs of their Gaelic neighbours. But this pragmatic adaptation to their political and cultural environment was compatible with continuing awareness of their English ancestry and their allegiance to an English monarch. Indeed, the main political problem of the late 15th century was not a rejection of English overlordship, but rather that Ireland's most powerful magnate, the Earl of Kildare, had backed the losing side in the English Civil Wars. After several tense standoffs, however, an accommodation was reached. Henry VII accepted that Kildare was the local magnate best fitted to keep Ireland in order. Kildare, contrary to later myth, accepted that he ruled in the name of the king.